Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. It's Dave Plyer and for Bob Surratt here on 720 WGN. So my go-to around the holidays is none other than Rachel Ray. You can see the Rachel Ray Show weekdays at 1 on sister station WGN-TV. Her newest book, already a New York Times bestseller, is called This Must Be the Place, Dispatches and Food from the Home Front. 125 recipes straight from her home kitchen with personal stories on loss, gratitude, and the special memories that make a house a home. And what is going on your holiday table? Well, we'll ask Rachel what's going on hers, and she joins us this morning. Welcome back and Merry Christmas, Rachel.
Merry, Merry Christmas, everybody. How wonderful to be here. This is fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, I heard you wanted to start with your favorite Christmas song, so go ahead.
I don't have one single holiday Christmas song. There's no one favorite holiday Christmas song. The one we're doing on the show is Holiday Rapping, though.
Oh.
My husband's band, The Cringe, is doing that, and we have one heck of a holiday Christmas party that we throw every year for all of our colleagues and friends. You know, we have so many businesses and so many colleagues between the magazine and the furniture brand and the TV show and all that. You know, we have so many friends and loved ones, and we bring them together. And my husband makes a super group with a horn section.
Whoa.
And Sean Pelton, his drummer, is the Saturday Night Live drummer.
Wow.
Yeah. And Neil Coomer and Elaine Caswell are the backup singers, and they've been on everybody's record and live performances forever. And we have raucous, crazy time. And I have been known every year, except for during the pandemic, but I came back this year. I have been known to get on stage wearing antlers.
Whoa! Just antlers or antlers with?
Enjoying antlers on my head.
Okay.
No kidding.
Okay.
With little bells and the whole thing.
That's
and
awesome.
I jump up there and get right in there with them. And I join in a million different Christmas songs with them.
That's awesome.
Depending on how many cocktails I've had.
Right, exactly. Like all of us. Exactly, exactly. Well, I know this about you already, that Christmas is your holiday. I mean, that is your holiday.
Well, it's the season, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever it is you're celebrating this time of year. Even if you are just celebrating the start of a new year, especially after what we've all been through, this is like a fresh page in a notebook. And my whole life I've been obsessed with notebooks. When my house burned down, the thing I felt the biggest loss for were notebooks and letters from my mom and letters from people that matter to me a lot, that have given me advice and love over the years. And for my husband, it was his music charts. Like, we lost a lot of stuff. I mean, the house burned into the ground. But the stuff that really mattered to us were those things, you know, things that were on paper. And that's why I wanted to put this book on paper, is to just have that discussion with the world. We all suffered all of these different twists and turns and losses over these last couple of years. We felt we lost our privacy and we had to start filming from home, but it turned out to be a great blessing to us because of the connection we could make with people and the total honesty and transparency we were doing it with. And then we lost our dog of 15 and a half years. She came into our lives the same year we started the show, the magazine, our marriage. We got married 4 years after we met, but we got married the same years we brought her into our home and the year the show started and all that. It was and the year we started our brand and our philanthropic efforts was why we generated the brand to fund that. So it was a real passage of our lives when the house burned after we lost her. It was like an end of an era,
you know, 16 years
in the making. We kind of had to start over. And honestly, I feel so weird saying this, but I feel like it was for the best. We learned so much about gratitude and the fact that home is really a state of mind and of being. It isn't your stuff. It's the life you've lived.
Sure is, yeah.
That's more important than the things that were in the place you lived. What you're mourning is a life that you lived well.
Right.
It's like you get to go to your own, like, mini funeral.
Right. No, no question.
It's weird, yeah. But it's cathartic in an odd way. It sounds like the book's a real downer. It's not. It's a very positive book.
No, it's a celebration of life. And I was going to say, this is your 27th book, and, you know, this must be the place. It's kind of where that title came from is because, right, you're grateful for what you have and not what you don't have. A house is a structure. A home is where you share special moments.
And that's what I love about that line from Unique Melody from the Talking Heads. A home, this must be the place. And it talks about these angel wings, the feeling of an angel's wings enveloping you. And when you get that feeling, that's your state of grace. That's your state of home. And therefore, this must be the place. And as long as, you know, my mom's 87, she's still with us, thank God. I have my husband. We have a new doggie. She was just a baby when the house burned down. We ran across the street with her, me and my flip-flops, John and his deck shoes, you know.
Wow.
We didn't have anything but the clothes on our back. And we started a new life together all over again, you know. And it was a beautiful thing. It was a process to get to that state of meaning and grace. But we got there, and now our house is rebuilt. It's only been a year and a half. I can't even believe the book is just out now.
Yeah,
and the house is rebuilt.
Yeah,
you know, now I have an actual house.
Yeah, which is awesome. And I know you noted, and you noticed earlier that, you know, of course, cherished memories that you, things that you loved were gone. But you also say, and this is where I think it comes out on the other end, is you also said, so some baggage. You got rid of some baggage too.
You do. You really do. When you show people all of yourself, everything, very raw, as we've been doing now for almost 2 years. And, you know, I remember the first thing I did after the house burned was a demonstration to close the kids' cooking camp that we were in the middle of when the house burned down. And I got all these offers from Emerald and sweet, dear friends that are chefs that wanted to close the class for me and make spaghetti and meatballs with little kids all over the world. And I said, absolutely not. I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. I did it in clothes that were loaned to me and no makeup and weird shoes, but whatever.
Yeah.
We made no meat. We made impossible meatballs and spaghetti and sauce for 10,000 people
all over
the planet Earth.
Wow.
And I thought, this is such a gift that you're so connected with the planet and with people that 10,000 people would share this moment in time with you. That's what I'm talking about. That's the grace of your life's work. That's that feeling of what home is. And when you let go of everything else, and that's, and you look just back at your life and what you've built and who's there for you, it's jaw-dropping. It changes you.
Yeah.
It really does.
No question.
And all the rest of it was superfluous. It really was.
Right.
It's just stuff. It's just stuff. Your life isn't about your stuff.
Right.
Your life is about your life and what you did with it.
It's a good lesson. Good lesson.
You will do with it.
Yeah, it's a good lesson for everybody. We're talking to Rachel Ray. Her new book, Perfect Gift, is called This Must Be the Place. And there's more after your Christmas Eve morning weather and traffic. Dave?
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
Rachel Ray is back with us here on 720 WGN. The Rachel Ray Show airs weekdays at 1 on WGN TV. Her new book is called This Must Be the Place. Obviously, stories of gratitude and how you came out on the other end of things. But there's also really great, you know, things to do with your family and your friends, and that's cooking. And there's a ton of recipes in this book as well.
You know, it's so funny how the food changed. When we first got here, we thought we'd be here a few weeks. Not a couple years.
Right.
So I was cooking everything with canned chickpeas, and here's another tuna recipe. Like, I just thought of it like camp, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
And I had become so ignorant to all of the young people that work at our show, they all get their stuff online. I never shopped for groceries online. What did
different.
I not know was a ton. And then once I figured it out, I could make anything. I could buy the most obscure spice and have it delivered to the Adirondack Mountains. I could buy fresh, beautiful seafood and market shop the price. I could buy any cut of meat or pork or chicken or impossible, any meat substitute. I could buy great tofu and miso. I was so stupid. I was really
ignorant. That's stupid, but you learned something. I mean, that's what came out of this. You're supposed to learn
so
from experiences.
Much.
Yeah,
oh my
exactly.
gosh, I can cook anything now. Anything I sit down and study, I can make a version of now.
Yeah.
Because I am empowered with that. And I just feel like I was asleep for a lot of years. I'm like, boy, what did you miss? Look at this. Look at what you could have been doing, dummy.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Again, learning experiences come out of all of this. And I think that's good. I think that's good to put out what you learn, both, you know, from a family and home perspective, but also what you were able to cook during all this time. And of course, you know, and John's got some great cocktails in here too. So you've got a nice mix of both.
Let me tell you, it's wonderful that John, who's a lawyer by day and a rock and roller by night, it was insanely cool that John also learned to become an entire television crew.
Right. He did. I know. I think that's what people don't understand. I mean, we see you, you know, in your home or the place that you were living, but nobody understands that there wasn't on the other
There's
side of the camera.
There's nobody here. And let me tell you what takes the edge off when we are both crispy with each other, when we're getting a little fried with each other, is the fact that John is a fantastic mixologist.
Yeah, I love that.
And
I
we made that a part of the book and the television show. We call it Fridays with Ray and Jay. And we take questions and John makes cocktails. I mean, we make Fridays matter now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I know there was a recipe, I don't know if it was in this book or an old one, it was called the ginger snap, and I remember making that one year. It was like vodka.
He loves the ginger snap.
Yeah.
This is the perfect time.
Vodka, ginger liqueur, which I didn't even know there was a ginger liqueur, and, you know, syrup,
right?
Cinnamon.
He's doing what I do. He studies this stuff.
Yeah.
And he gets things delivered to, like, make fake see-through olives and stuff to the back door, and they have, like, hazard signs all over them. I'm like, honey,
awesome.
Please don't get us on a no-fly list. Eventually, we'll be able to fly somewhere again. Please don't.
That's
please
great.
Stop ordering this stuff that's got the hazmat things on it.
Right. Exactly. Love that. And I know, as I said, Christmas is your day. So I want to know what's on your table for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Because I know on Thanksgiving, we've talked about before, you always make an extra turkey just to put in the middle of the table for show.
That's
and then you
right.
make
exactly. You got one you can carve and one you can show.
Yeah.
And then everybody's got the same amount of backup when they take their boxes.
That's right.
This year, I actually showed it on the show. The thing we're making for John's family is a rolled stuffed beef tenderloin with walnuts and herbs and smoked blue cheese.
Nice.
And roasted potatoes with two different dipper sauces, a horseradish sour cream sauce, and a balsamic ketchup sauce for the extra crispy steakhouse oven fries and giant Christmas salad and a huge antipasto. And Christmas Eve is always for us a challenge because my mom only eats fish. She doesn't eat the rest of the seafood. So I make a Tuscan-style fish stew for myself and John. I add mussels and calamari and shrimp for my mother. It's basically cod and monkfish.
Gotcha.
And a lovely wine sauce laced with sage, and it's got a little tomato in it. So it's like a Chipino-ish thing, and we always make my grandpa's stuffed artichokes with anchovy breadcrumb.
Ooh.
And then Christmas Day here, we're going so simple at my husband's request. He loves these roast chickens that I do with a soy Worcestershire honey lemon glaze.
Ooh.
And raw cranberry sauce. It's such a simple, it's just a silly, silly, silly meal.
Some people might not understand this.
A small roast ham in the morning with some rainbow chard and some griddled panettone bread. And then the chickens with the raw cranberry sauce and green beans and shallots. Very, very simple meal. Very simple. But delicious. And
oh, it sounds
that's
great.
What he wanted. And,
yeah.
You know,
it sounds great. No, it sounds great. And I think people don't know this, but it's very European on Christmas Eve, as you said, the fish for Italian families. I'm Polish. So same with Polish family. There's no meat on Christmas Eve. You're doing fish, right. You're doing shrimp, you're doing crab, right. Whatever it might be. But yeah, that's a meal that goes meatless until Christmas Day, until you blow it out, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I think the most popular one I ever wrote, though, was like a Christmas pasta that had every kind of meat in the rigatoni sauce, you know, to celebrate.
Sure.
You could eat meat again on Christmas Day.
Right, right.
And I saw people like 20 years later. That was one of the first things I did at Food Network for, I think it was for a Christmas special. And people still talk to me about it. They're like, we make that Christmas pasta
that's
every
cool.
year.
Love hearing
I'm
that.
I'm like, oh, that's so sweet and adorable.
Nice tradition. Nice tradition. Well, you can catch The Rachel Ray Show weekdays at 1 on WGN-TV and pick up a copy of Rachel's new book, This Must Be the Place. Great stories on gratitude, tons of recipes, and cocktails, too. Well, I hope you and John have a very Merry Christmas. And, you know, thanks again for spending some time with us this morning, Rachel.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you for making time for us and to share our stories with everybody. Such a pleasure, such a pleasure.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
All right, Dean Richards and Cardinal Blaise Supich, Archbishop of Chicago, coming up in the next hour after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
It's the Chicago holiday classic Hard Rock Coco and Joe that you've enjoyed watching on WGN-TV for years, and now you can own your own copy of it, along with Susie Snowflake and Frosty the Snowman, the classic holiday trilogy from the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Just go to museum.tv to purchase yours. Just go to the Museum of Broadcast Communications e-store at museum.tv. That's museum.tv.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.